Track 51.
I spend most of my time researching and writing papers on research methodology skills, you know? Things like how to match students' learning styles with types of academic research, mainly to help them choose a research project which matches their learning personality. For me, note-taking is an interesting area, especially now that lecture recordings are widely available online. Actually, note-taking is still extremely popular, as many students find it helps to actually process the lecture content better. There are four main approaches, and each has advantages and disadvantages. So, the list system is good, because it's simple and students can choose how much to write, but the biggest problem is that it doesn't really show how ideas relate to each other. This is much easier to do with the mapping and outline methods, as they use color coding and arrows or line. This makes it easier for students to reread and understand their notes after the lecture. Mapping doesn't work for everyone, though, especially more logical thinkers. Similarly, the outline method only works for students with good listening skills, who can organize points well. It's a difficult method to use if the lecturer speaks fast or delivers content in a random way, because your notes can end up looking like the list method instead. The Cornell method is often cited as the best note-taking method because it is freer and forces students to review their notes and make sense of them by asking and answering questions. However, in my experience, the main problem is that it only works with organized students who actually remember to follow the system. For less organized students, I'd recommend using something different. Can I just finish up by saying that the most important point is to find a system that you like and that helps you make the most of your lectures.